The Rangers and White Sox from Arlington on Saturday. Texas trail 5-0 early, but in the bottom of the third, it's Rougned Odor with a pair on, completing the Rangers' comeback.
And he hits a high fly ball to deep right field. Garcia is chasing. He looks up, and it's gone. Rougned Odor comes up big with a two-run home run, and the Rangers have fought all the way back. Here's the 1-2, and the breaking ball is lifted high into left field. It is gone. Home run, Mike Napoli. A three-run shot for Knapp, his 26th of the season.
The 3-1, swinging a high drive, deep right field. Home run number two tonight is in the upper porch for Rougned Odor. Well, when Rougie's hot, he's hot. He's hot tonight.
And here's the pitch. Swung on and a high drive into right field, hooking in the corner, and that ball is history. Shin-Soo Chu, who had not homered in almost a month, with a three-run Jimmy Jack. The fourth Ranger home run of the game, the third three-run homer of the game.
The Rangers beat the White Sox in a big way on Saturday, scoring a season-high 17 runs in the 17-7 victory. And after the game, here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister on the win.
For him to be able to record the last out, kind of settle down, gather himself mentally, really buckle down and start making pitches. 16 three-pitcher-less situations for him. Got the ball back in the strike zone, got hitters in swing mode, and was able to record the outs that we needed. The first inning was quite a challenge for him.
You've talked many times about the team never gives in. I mean, the big deficit, but just talk about the two back-to-back six-run innings and what that did for you guys.
No, it was huge. Look, there's down five early, able to put one on the board, stayed in fight. And then the first six-run inning really was huge for us. We're trying to put another run on, and then once across the plate, then opportunity to put a crooked number up, and that was key for us. We talked about it, the need to be able to do that anytime we had an opportunity to. Guys came out swinging. They stayed really engaged in their at-bats, and then I just really feel like the momentum of that inning carried over to the next, and the guys, once these guys get that feeling and that momentum going, that offense, and there's a lot of feel good, they seem to capitalize and just feed off each other.
On the subject of Martin, he seems to be in that group of starters who are most vulnerable in the first inning, get better as they go along. Do you see anything different in the first innings of his starts compared to the rest of the game?
Well, it's about throwing strikes. It's about getting the ball in the strike zone and not pitching out on the edges, pitching to contact. It's what we told him after the first. We brought him down the tunnel and said, look, you're a contact pitcher. Throw strikes and stay in it. Put a zero up on the board. This offense is going to get going. And I think he made the mental adjustment more than anything else. I don't think it was any physical adjustment there. It was just all mental.
Mike Napoli drives in five, going 2-for-5 in the evening, and he talks about the Rangers' attack in their win.
Well, I mean, we got down five really quick in the first, and Prez did a good job of just keeping them there, giving us a chance to scratch away at some runs, and we were able to get to Holland. So, it was a great team effort. You know, it was a great job by Perez to be able to get through six for me.
You talked about Martin Perez and the way he was able to settle down. Really a great performance by him. It's not like he got rocked there in the first, but he bounced back nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was some not hard, some hard hit balls, but it was, they found holes and were able to, rally to get five runs. But we've been playing good baseball. We don't get discouraged. We know that we're going to score runs, and kept telling him to just, keep us there and give us a chance, and he did that, and we were able to, open the floodgates and score a lot of runs.
What's going on with you and your boy Rougned Odor going tit for tat there in the home run department?
Yeah, I mean, we have a little thing going on, who's going to hit more in the season. So it's been fun. We've both been struggling during the year, but we're not looking at numbers now. We're worried about, you know, what we can do that day to help us win, and, you know, it's been working.
Sunday's pitching matchup has Miguel Gonzalez throwing for the White Sox against A.J. Griffin of the Rangers.